The meeting started with an overview of current security practices in the Wasatch School District. The board and administration outlined operational measures and mental health support systems the district has in place currently. But the primary objective of the meeting was to listen to community input and to answer parents' concerns. Wasatch School Board President Ann Horner told the audience that the school board does not presume to know all the answers and that she promises they will take every comment into consideration as they look ahead. Operations and Human Resources Director Sean Kelly said he views the role of administration as that of a parent.
I want to talk about a term that we use in educational law. This term is called in loco parentis. What that term means is a Latin term, and it means in place of parents. So as a school district, we act in loco parentis. And I want you to know that tonight, I am just a voice, but we have almost 900 employees who would tell you the same things that I'm going to tell you about in loco parentis. We love your kids. We love them just like they're our own, and they are. It doesn't matter if it's my immediate family, 2,100 teenagers. They mean the same, and we would do anything just like we would for that family. We would do it for this family. And I think that's the message of the district.
Superintendent Paul Sweat says resource officers are temporarily assigned to each school in the district, and they're committed to fund full-time permanent law enforcement officers in all district schools.
We really appreciate our partnership with the Wasatch County Sheriff's Department and the Heber City Police Department, and also the councils that govern those entities. In the future, we will be working with our other entities to work out how we turn that from a temporary arrangement to a permanent arrangement, because it's certainly permanent on the side of the school board. We just need to work out the details moving forward.
The board says they conduct monthly lockdown drills and that real-time camera surveillance is in place. Only three of the district's schools have secure entrances, but the board is committed to installing secure entries at all schools. Current policy requires that every school visitor is cleared through the office and that they have passes while on school property. Director of Special Education Ben Springer provided an outline of the current counseling and intervention programs they use in the district. He says Wasatch is one of the few districts in the state to have counselors in every school. They provide empathy training for every grade, and they have a full-service intervention team. He says intervention and wellness programs need funding as much or more than installing security systems in facilities.
I just want to make it clear that all these decisions, there is a budget line to these things, all these decisions, that just as important it is for that physical protection, investments in our children's social and emotional well-being. And so as these discussions come to the table, we welcome them, but please just understand that we have mental health professionals at each school, and our caseloads are full, and as we're discussing about safety issues, prevention works, early intervention works. Our children do want to talk about it. Our children deserve to be talked to about it with professionals. So.
That's Special Ed Director Ben Springer reminding taxpayers that the costs of mental wellness must be incorporated into school budgets. The school board meets every third Thursday of the month at 6:30 in the Wasatch Education District Boardroom. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.